Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Seattle Pilots and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Pilots. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wayne Comer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Kennedy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Marshall. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, Mike Marshall. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tommy Matchick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Price. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. There goes Harper. The throw from Price to Stanley, and Harper is out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Price fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Comer. The throw from Price and he is safe. Comer steals second. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cash moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Matchick reaches second base with a double. Cash scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler takes first base on ball 4. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oiler moves to third. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oiler scores. Harper moves to second. It's Pilots, 1, Tigers, 1. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mincher is walked intentionally. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0-for-1 in the game. Comer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McLean moves to third. McAuliffe moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Tigers 1. The Pilots will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kennedy. The throw from Price and he is safe. Kennedy steals second. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNairtney strikes out. One out. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Oiler strikes out. Two outs. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Tommy Matschuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matschuk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Matschuk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Matschuk for the out. Two outs. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0-for-1 in the game. Price hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Matschuk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mincher hits a pop-up towards third. Matschuk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0-for-2 in the game. Comer takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to second. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to third. Comer moves to second. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-2 in the game. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Pilots 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McLain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall fires to first and picks off Stanley. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to second. John O'Donohue now pitching. Willie Horton pinch hits for Gates Brown. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Willie Horton now playing left field. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Oiler is called out on strikes. One out. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matchick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Pilots 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Northrup bunts towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. Cash moves to second. One out. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Matchick hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0 for 2 in the game. Price is walked intentionally. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McLean strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Pilots, 2, Tigers, 2. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mincher hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matchick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Comer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline who is chasing the ball. Comer reaches third base with a triple. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stanley is called out on strikes. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kaline is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the Tigers too. The Pilots will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 3 in the game. McNairtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gosger pinch runs for Jerry McNairtney. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Euler hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Donohue bunts towards the mound. McLean fields it and throws to first for the out. Gosger moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Harper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Haney now catching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the Tigers 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hegan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 4 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mincher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Simpson now playing center field. Wayne Comer now playing left field. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Price hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan pinch hits for Denny McLean. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Pilots 2, and the Tigers 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Pat Dobson now pitching. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Comer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Pilots. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matchick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Pilots 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Woods pinch runs for Al Kaline. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton bunts towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. Woods moves to second. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woods moves to third. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woods scores. Cash moves to second. It's Pilots, 3, Tigers, 3. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Matchick hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Diego Segui now pitching. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Price hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Comer. Price reaches second base with a double. Cash scores. Northrup moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Seattle Pilots, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.